Hey, I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. It's good to see you this January 26th. First up, except for Canada and continental Chile, the dangerous Zika virus is expected to spread to every country in the Americas. That's according to the World Health Organization. And it's because the mosquito that transmits the virus is found throughout the Western Hemisphere. Zika was first discovered in Central Africa in the 1940s. 80% of people who catch it have no symptoms. Others might get a fever or rash for a few days. But Zika has been linked to an increase in babies born with microcephaly, which can cause abnormally small heads and severe delays in children's development. There's no treatment and no cure. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is urging pregnant women to avoid many countries in Central and South America and the Caribbean. There are also concerns about this year's Summer Olympics in Brazil, though officials say there will be fewer mosquitoes around when the games are played in August, a winter month in Brazil. The mayor of Washington, D.C. says it'll be days before snow is removed from some parts of the nation's capital. Some schools in Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York are still closed after a major weekend snowstorm. Across the Pacific, millions are dealing with similar weather, a cold shock spreading record low temperatures across East Asia.
Frost in a place known more for its flowers. Hong Kong saw record low temperatures over the last few days, accumulating ice, trapping hikers on one of the city's famous mountain trails. Dozens were treated for hypothermia in the coldest weather the city has experienced in decades, and Hong Kong wasn't alone. Across Asia, we've seen bitter winter weather, nowhere hit harder than in Taiwan. State media there reported at least 85 people, most of them elderly, died from hypothermia or cardiac conditions likely caused by the frigid air. It's an island where most of the homes don't have central heating. It's people simply not used to the cold. And the winter weather caused travel nightmares across the region. Take the South Korean island of Jeju. It's a popular destination for tourists, many of whom were forced to camp out in the airport over the weekend. Over 1,000 flights were canceled, affecting around 90,000 travelers. And in southern China, a similar story. Train tracks were shut down and highways were closed due to snowy conditions in the eastern and southern portions of the country, areas known more for good food and balmy weather than for snow. Hundreds of flights were canceled, too, on the first weekend of the incredibly busy Chinese New Year travel season. This weekend was a day of weather firsts for many in East Asia. Just ask these school kids gingerly stepping through snow on the Japanese island of Amami Oshuna. No one who lives on the island has ever seen it snow there before because it's the first time it's happened in 115 years. Matt Rivers, CNN, Beijing.
This roll call, like every roll call, is brought to you by yesterday's transcript page at CNNStudentNews.com. Rock Valley Middle School is in Iowa. It's the home of the Rockets, who totally rock it in Rock Valley. To the southeast, Pine View Middle School is in Florida. It's the home of the Panthers, the Big Cats of Land O'Lakes. And on the island of Taiwan, we're making a stop in Taipei today to say hello to the students of Grace Christian Academy.